Tuesday, June 1. Christine Harvestar was trying to pluck up courage but couldn't quite summon the effort. It was all the same to her. She did not need a lawyer. She didn't really need anything at all. She simply wanted to stay at home with her father. She wanted to lock all the doors and watch television. In any case, she didn't want to have an attorney, but the detective inspector had insisted. She had shown her a list with the names of what she had called counsel for the injured party, and cautiously indicated that Linda Löwstar would be a good choice. When she had nodded, shrugging her shoulders, Hanna Wilhelmsson had phoned on her behalf. Christine Harvestar could come to Lawyer Löwstar's office as soon as 10:30 the following morning. Now she was standing outside the given address, trying to steel herself. The plaque bore scars where attorneys' names had been scored out, but it was clear nonetheless. Lawyers Andreasen, Böge, Hurle, and Löwstar, first floor. Black lettering on shabby brass. A dog approached her, wagging its tail, when she opened the glass door on the first floor. She flinched, but was reassured by a man who couldn't possibly be a lawyer, judging from his attire. Threadbare jeans and sneakers. Smiling, he caught hold of the dog's collar and scolded the animal on his way into an office. Inside a long corridor lay another dog, a hulk of charcoal grey, with head in paws and mournful expression, as though demonstrating heartfelt sympathy for her ordeal. A slim, smartly dressed young woman.